وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different dimensions and descriptions of humanity and human being in the Holy Quran. In the previous episode, we were talking about the relationship between desire and intellect as two opposite forces in the human soul. We ended up in that discussion because we wanted to know what is meant by intellect according to the verses of the Holy Quran and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. And we said that intellect, if we know the distinction between the two, then we would not confuse an attribute or misattribute things. For example, say this is based on the intellect. And when you know the distinction between the two, you realize that no, this is not intellect, this is the desire, and this is the base desire. And we said that the intellect, it has a role in organizing and giving balance to different desires that we have. And we have a desire, for example, to be famous, to be known by others. It could be positive and negative. It's not always bad to have reputation or to seek reputation. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاجْعَلِّي لِسَانَ صَدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, make me reputable among the nations that come later after me. Now, this is a good thing to ask Allah to, or in Ziyarat Amin Allah, one of the Ziyarat in the school of Ahlul Bayt, we have مَحْبُوبَةً فِي أَرْضِكَ وَسَمَاكَ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us liked and loved both on earth and in the heaven. So this desire could have good, positive, and negative sides. The positive side of this desire is when we want to have a reputation as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Prophet Ibrahim, to have a reputation in positive things, with honesty, not false reputation based on pretend something without any truth. No, the negative side is when a person tries to achieve that reputation no matter what, through whatever means possible, or may Allah forbid, reputation in, I don't know, in the sin, in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wrong reputations. So if it is achieved through positive things and through honesty, it's a good thing. Actually, as I said, and everyone is saying, I mean, all the scholars of Islam, they have emphasized this, the strategy of Islam is not to kill the desires, is to direct them towards the proper function that they have. So hubbul jah, and this desire that we have, that we want to have reputation, it could have a correct function. And like it is something that we, al-izzah, man kana yuridu al-izzah, whoever wants izzah, fa'inna al-izzata lillah jamia. It is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this desire takes us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the other desires that take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we use them properly. Like the sexual desire, if it is used in the proper situation, meaning in order to create the family, to sustain the family. This is something that in our hadith we have, it's the greatest, it's the most favorite institution in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا بُنْيَ بَنَاءٌ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ أَحَبْ مِنَ الزَّوَاجِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this institution more than anything else. The proper use of that desire. But the wrong use of that desire, ends up in incorrect and wrong places. So we're going to have a break and we come back to continue the discussion.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we said how the strategy of Islam is to balance between desires and not to kill them. And we said there are good or positive sides and negative side of the desires. And there's a verse in Surah Isra, it says, كُلُّ ذَلِكَ كَانَ سَيِّئُهُ عَنْدَ رَبِّكَ مَكْرُوهَ. According to some interpretations, when Quran counts different acts, for example, the sexual desire and everything, it says, كُلُّ ذَلِكَ, everything that we have counted so far, كَانَ سَيِّئُهُ, the wrong and the negative form of it, the negative form of it is disliked by your Lord, not the positive form. And actually the word fasad in English, in Arabic, translated into corruption in English, it means when you put something that was supposed to have another function to a wrong position. Remember the example we had from a company that, for example, you have some human resources and then you use the person who is experienced in leading the company in, I don't know, the maintenance or the guard at the door. And you take the guard at the door who has experience in guarding the door to lead the company. Then this is injustice. This is corruption. Corruption means when you are not using things in their proper places. So desire is like that as well. The desire for reputation is a good thing if it is used correctly. Do not kill that desire. Just direct it and lead it towards the proper function that it has. The sexual desire, if it is to create the family, if it is used to sustain the family, to create that love and mawadda that is referred in the Holy Quran, جَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, if that desire is used in that regard, then, as I said in the first segment, there is the hadith that the Prophet said, مَا بُنْيَ بَنَاءٌ. There is no institution, there is no building, there is no foundation in Islam. أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ, more favorite than nikah, than the institution and foundation of family. And if it is used exactly the opposite, what is exactly the opposite? In order to threaten the family, in order to endanger the family. As we see, the corruption means that. Corruption means the thing that was there, that had been placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the human being as a fuel for family, you're using it, or some people are using it in order to destroy the family. That is the complete opposite of the proper function of that desire. Or the desire for food that we have. Yes, if it is used properly, it actually adds to our health, it actually adds to our lifetime, it actually adds to every benefit that we want to take from our bodies. But if a person goes to the extreme, then you have problem. The desire that was supposed to help you have health and have better life actually is creating troubles for the person. Why? Because of the short-lived experience of joy when the person was eating. That is the main feature of desire. Short-lived experiences of joy and pleasure that endangers the other success, other things in long term of our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the carnal desires. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad, wa ala ali Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu
صلى الله على النبي صلى الله